Now, in Bahrain, prominent Shia cleric Sheikh Isa Qassam says it is impossible to halt the country's pro-democracy movement. Sheikh Qassam says Manama's repressive measures only encourage Bahrainis to further press on with their pro-democracy drive. He says the arrest of senior opposition figure Sheikh Ali Salman is one of such repressive policies. Salman has been in jail since late December over charges including seeking regime change. This is Bahraini regime forces fired rubber bullets and tear gas to disperse the latest demonstration demanding the release of Sheikh Salman. A similar rally on Saturday also turned violent. Earlier, Manama summoned the Lebanese charge d'affaires over remarks by the Hezbollah leader in Lebanon. On Friday, Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah condemned the detention of the Shia cleric and lent his backing to the Bahraini activists. Joining us via Skype from London is Jalal Fairuz. He's a former Bahraini MP. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Fairuz. Now, looking at the way Bahrain's uprising has continued until now, one does wonder, though, where is this headed, specifically when most, if not all, protest leaders are either behind bars or in exile?
Well, there's a dual count on the regime's count. Regime doesn't want to retract from its position. It's now holding all the wealth and all the power. The regime's mindset is that no one should be sharing the power. No single person or the people should not share the power. It is a solid dictatorship and totalitarian regime. And it knows that going to any negotiation will mean that it will lose some of its power. On the people's side, however, as Sheikh Isa Qassam has said, as the supreme leader of the Bahraini people, said that if the regime thinks that the people will retreat from their demands, then it will be mistaken, a very big mistake, and because whatever is being done with all the fierce and arbitrary and all the attacks and crackdowns on the people will not let the people to retreat from their demands, because simply they don't have anything to lose anything anymore, and they have been working on it, protesting daily since 4 years, and they can continue to do that. And he also mentioned that it will be impossible to stop this movement unless a common ground can be agreed upon.
Indeed, Mr. Fairuz, speaking of Sheikh Isa Qassam, he has been a very vocal and a very basically a strong figure when it comes to these pro-democracy protests and the movement in Bahrain. In the past, we have seen the Bahraini regime try to intimidate him through raiding his house, even threatening to arrest him, etc. Do they understand that this red line cannot be crossed, though, when it comes to Sheikh Isa Qassam?
Well, it really depends. Now they are just measuring the reflection and the outcome of their attempt on Sheikh Ali Salman, and they are just watching the situation. Now, of course, there has been a wide denouncement and a great anger, and the people rose like hell to all their demands again when Sheikh Ali Salman was abducted. Now we know, as Bahrainis, we know that the government, the regime, wants the head of Sheikh Isa Qassam. It's not Sheikh Ali Salman they want. They want to go for Sheikh Isa Qassam because he's the main leader of the Bahraini people. That's why they might commit a crime and unlogical thinking based on that. They might go after Sheikh Isa Qassam, but of course that will be like a suicide by the regime, and I believe there will be no one in Bahrain will be sparing his soul if they commit that mistake. So the situation now is not at ease at all. And the see, it has been more than 2 weeks, and the people are on the street day and night until late night. Just today, there has been 50 injuries. Of course, the regime tries to ease the situation by pushing more of its troops in the streets, and of course, it's being backed by the Saudis and other forces. But the situation is not at ease, and people want the release of Sheikh Ali Salman.
All right, that was a former Bahraini MP, Jalal Fayrouz, joining us via Skype from London. Mr. Fayrouz, thank you very much indeed for joining us here on Press TV.